The Centers for Disease Control is set to make some big changes to its organizational culture. Director Rochelle Walensky acknowledged yesterday that the CDC had fallen short in its response to the COVID-19 pandemic and announced plans to make the organization less academic and more agile. Here she is speaking with CBS News.
We learned some hard lessons over the last 3 years, and as part of that, it's my responsibility, it's the agency's responsibility to learn from those lessons and do better.
For more, let's bring in Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, an epidemiologist and former head of the Detroit Health Department. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Celeste.
So what do you think of the planned changes to the CDC?
I think it's welcome news. You look at the challenges and the way that they fell. These reorganization plans really do map to those challenges. You are bringing the offices of science under the director's office, so there's faster information flow that's more about agility than it is about academic publications. You have a real investment in communications, recognizing that the 2022 media environment isn't one where authority automatically assumes that you're going to be listened to. And then the third piece here is a focus on the communication with government. There are a lot of the CDC is a government clearinghouse for public health. They engage with the rest of Health and Human Services. They engage with state and local health departments. And so they're building an intergovernmental affairs office in the CDC to try and be a way station across that. So it really does map to the challenges that we saw during the pandemic.
Speaking of government, though, we have seen decades of political interference in the workings of the CDC from members of Congress and others. How has that impacted not only the agency's ability to carry out its work, but its ability to institute reforms?
You know, that's a really important point, Celeste. So much of the challenge with the CDC had a lot to do with the political interference in the Trump administration. And the question now is, how much can the CDC actually do that engages with a lot of the challenges that happen outside of them? And I think the CDC is trying to acknowledge the way the world has become, recognize what it can do inside itself to be more agile, to be more efficient and effective in the context of new outbreaks. But at the same time, the point that you're making here is that there are so many challenges, whether it's the political environment or it is the moment of our public conversation that is so fraught, the level of misinformation and disinformation that the CDC really can't control. And so when it comes to these challenges, they really do need the backing of the administration. And we'll have to wait to see exactly what the administration feels about these changes, how they signal these changes in and around the rest of the federal government and then beyond.
The CDC struggled with clear and consistent messaging all through the pandemic. It has struggled with that in years past. As someone who had to put out messages to the public, why is it so difficult to issue these kind of clear, understandable messages about public health issues?
Well, I think this moment is really quite unique in terms of the history of public communication. In the past, it was assumed that if you were a physician or a scientist with an MD, an MPH, a PhD, that you were automatically going to be able to cut through the noise in the public conversation. This moment, though, is so saturated in terms of all of the conversation on the internet, the mis and disinformation that flows across social media, that public communicators and public health communicators in particular need to be a lot more thoughtful about how they engage. And you're not just trying to message into a space where people are implicitly listening to you. You also have to command attention. And that means concision, but also speed and comprehensiveness. And getting all three of those correctly at the same time is really challenging. And so this is a new moment, and these agencies are trying to shift around it.
Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, an epidemiologist and former head of the Detroit Health Department. Thank you so much.
Thank you.